This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, this is Shabbos' Limud. We're learning Sefer Chafetz Chaim, Klal Beis, Halacha Zayin and Ches. Ve'im ha'omer, hizhir shalei legaloso. So here we have Reuven spoke Lashon Hara in front of three people. Ah, let's activate Apei Tosa. No, Reuven said, don't breathe a word. I don't want anyone saying. Okay, so then you don't have the Apei Tosa. Afilu amar b'fnei rabim, even if he said it to 100 people. Yesh boi mishum Lashon Hara. It would be considered Lashon Hara, l'mishe egala achakach afilu b'mikra, to somebody who reveals it afterwards, even, so to speak, haphazardly. Va'afilum huraya she'echod me'ashayimim, o'shnayim lo'ishamru asazarzo. Let's say you see that one or two people did not heed his warning. V'gilul acherim, and revealed it to others. Afal pike, nevertheless, hashlishi hazat, the third guy, ein lo'y legalis asadar la'acherim, afil b'mikra, cannot reveal the matter to others, even haphazardly. V'ayin v'ber mayim chayim. Ches. Ein chilek b'loshen ha'azhara. There is no differentiation in the language of his warning. Bein shetzivam shalei dabra oid mizeho inyan klal. Let's say he says, I don't want you to breathe a word about this. Uvein sh'amar lahem sha'al yivadim ikam da'or. He says, no, nothing should be known. Whatever words he used to indicate that even though he's saying in front of three people, doesn't want them to repeat it, b'chol gavne in all situations, asur galis magnusha pleni afil acher, is prohibited to reveal the disparagement of so-and-so even to someone else. The kol shekein l'misha nemar alav, and certainly to the one who was said about. Because if you say it to the one who it was said about, it's rechilos. You're telling someone that someone else spoke badly about them. The ayidei shegal acher, by revealing to someone else, yisgal v'sef l'kol. Eventually, in other words, not only can't you tell the person who was said about, you can't tell anyone. Why? Because if you, in other words, let's say somebody spoke Lashon Hara in front of three people, but he said, listen, don't tell anybody what I'm saying. And two of the people are not listening. The third guy still cannot repeat it, and he can't repeat it to anyone. Because if he says it to someone else, then the subject of who it was said about will eventually find out. By revealing to someone else, everyone will find out. Even the guy himself, the chavra isla, because one friend has another friend. Even though you'll ask, yeah. So, and you were the one who caused the subject to find out. Oid nira pashat. It would also seem obvious. The davke mashayimim hayushloisha. The din of Apei Tosa applies one speaker to three listeners. La'afuke im shnayim sipru b'fnei shnayim. If two said in front of two, lo shayach hayater klal. This heter does not apply. Va'ayin beber mayim chayim. The Ber Mayim Chaim explains the mesaprim. You would say, come on, you have three people who know. No, the speakers are not part of the Cheshbon. Why? Why not? Because very often, after someone says something, they regret it. So you can't say, well, three people know about it. One, an extra speaker, and two listeners. No, that guy, after he said, the Yetzer Hara made him have such charata, or maybe the Yetzer Tov made him have charata, that he has such regret, he's not going to say it over. Why? Like the Gemara says, Rishayim Malayim Charatais. But if two say to three, then obviously Apei Tosa does apply. Look in the note over here. Aval, now, what if a person said it in front of three people and he says, don't tell the person who I spoke about? That implies maybe you could tell others. Says the Chafetz Chaim, oh, we found the heter. You ready? You see, the people who stay at the second share on Friday, they get to hear a heter in Hilchos Lashon Hara. That according to the Yesh Oimrim of the Rambam, that there's a heter when you speak Lashon Hara in front of three people, that you're allowed to repeat it if your intention is not to spread it, and it comes up in the course of conversation, then if the guy said, don't tell Pliny, it could be, it's mutter legalis b'mikra la'acher, you could maybe say it to someone else. Maybe. It's only a suffix d'iraisa now, okay? What do you mean? Isn't Lashon Hara Rechilos, even if I don't hear any particular warning not to say it. So just because he didn't warn me here to say it to someone else, how am I allowed to say it? No, because over here, Be'etzem, I'm allowed to say it because it was said in front of three people. It's just there's a warning not to tell that guy. And since I'm not telling that guy, that's if it's not Ba'apei Tosa, but Nidon Didon, in our case, Emein Lashoin Azarosa Koilelas Laza, since his warning does not include this case, Emkein Hu Davar Sha'asa Eskalas L'Basoif, this is something that will eventually be heard. And the Torah does not asser this because of Lashon Hara, Emein Mechavein Legalois, if your Kavana is not to spread it. Again, whenever there's a heter of apitasa, your intention cannot be to spread the news. It has to be that it just came up in the course of other things you're already saying and you're not trying to spread it. Vitzarech ion. So basically, are you allowed to do it? According to the first, there's a yesh oimrim, and in this yesh oimrim, it's a tzarech ion. Probably, I would imagine you're better off not doing it. But if let's say you feel you have to go according to the strict laws of Sefer Chafetz Chaim, and once in a while you need a heter, here you got it. A situation of apei tosa, when the guy warned you, don't tell the person who I said it about, and now you want to tell your third cousin. Could you do it? Maybe. That's the best I could do for you. Okay, have a good day, everyone. Have a good Shabbos. Join us for the Shiurim at 10:55. Kol Tov. Recording
stopped. You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.